We come from the denominational church. I've been in church since church nurseries. I've been in church since I was 2 weeks old. I was raised in church. I love church. I never have understood why people don't like to come to church. I even liked the dead ones, the cold ones. I just liked church. I love church. I love God's people.
Hallelujah.
I like the confused people. Well, we came to an age where we were really struggling in our heart. Our church promoted going door to door. They paired me up with a gentleman, which probably wasn't wisdom, but they did. And he said, I'm going to pray that nobody comes to the door. And I thought, good idea. We prayed the prayer of agreement. We agreed they wouldn't, they either wouldn't be home or they wouldn't answer the door. I was scared silly. And we had this little booklet we were supposed to read to them. And it wasn't just a page. It was several pages. And you know you'd like to answer your door and say, can I read you this message? So I knew this is not going to go over. Well, that plagued me for weeks and months after that. I thought, you know, these people are going to hell and I can't even tell them. I can't even get brave enough to knock on the door and tell them. I mean, those days, if you couldn't knock on a door, you weren't anybody. You didn't have anything. Everybody that knew Jesus knocked on doors.
Right. That's right.
That's in the 50s or 60s. Well, I was searching my scripture and I wasn't looking for the Holy Ghost.
Right.
I was looking for power. I had a vague acquaintance with the Holy Ghost. I mean, so vague, you can't imagine how vague. I knew we had Father, Son, Holy Ghost. I knew we had a lesson every year that they tried to explain that to us. I knew I never got it. I thought, beats me. I don't know. I don't know what all that is. So I'm not looking for the Holy Ghost. I'm looking for power. Power, power. I want to go door to door. I got to have door to door power. There's a lost and dying world, and I don't have door to door power. That's what I'm looking for. So I thought they had power in the book of Acts. So I'll start the book of Acts. Got to Acts 1:8. You shall receive power. I thought, hey, that's what I want. It says, after that, the Holy Ghost come upon you. Then you should be my witnesses. Well, I knew I was born again. There wasn't any doubt. I know I'm born again, but I know I don't have power. So putting two to two together, deductive reasoning, I thought, it says I would receive power after the Holy Ghost came upon me. I know I'm born again. I have to assume he never came upon me. Because it says if I had the power, he came upon you.
Amen.
So I said, come on. I didn't even know what I was asking him to do, see. And he came. A friend came. She says, I have something I want to tell you. I figure you'll kick me out, but I'm going to tell you anyway. She didn't know, see, my heart's hungry. I'm longing. Somebody help me. Somebody help me. See, they may be stiff. They may even stick out their tongue, but they want to know. They do. Right word, right season, right spirit, preceded by prayer. They want to know. I said, well, okay, go ahead and tell me. So she proceeded to tell me about baptism of the Holy Ghost. Well, speaking in tongues, I never had heard of that. Now, we read the Bible through every year, so I read past that, you know. In our church, you read the Bible every year. I'd read the Bible, but I never, I don't know, I just, you don't see, you don't see. That's why they're not in here. They're blind.
That's right.
No person that sees goes off the end of a cliff into hell.
That's right.
That's true.
If they saw hell, they'd be here.
Yeah.
They don't see it. Well, I said, you know, I think that's what I've been looking for. I think it is. She said, well, I don't know how to help you to get it. She said, I just felt like the Lord wanted me to tell you about it. I said, well, who knows how to get it? She said, well, I mean, we're in a mess here.
Yeah.
She said, I think I know a couple ladies that will help us. So she called them. They said they would. So they laid hands on me and nothing happened. And they assured me that something did happen. They said it happened. And I thought, I can't tell that it happened. They said, oh, yeah, it happened. I thought, okay, if you say so. I didn't sense anything. I didn't feel anything. I mean, absolutely nothing. Well, a couple nights later, late at night, I felt like I should make a phone call and check on a friend, a relative. And I thought, it's kind of late, but I really felt like, you know, really... Late? No. I'll just apologize and say, are you in bed? And I'm sorry I called so late. I just, you know, because I couldn't get over it. I thought, I better call them. Well, I called them, and I said, are you all right? And they said, yeah. I said, are you sure? They said, yes, I'm all right. I thought, well, I was deeply concerned. I adore them. I love them so much. I didn't know what to do. I hung up the phone, and I said, God, they're not all right. I know they're not all right. See, from my heart, the Spirit had words to say.
Yes.
They're expressions in the Spirit that are beyond human vocabulary.
That's right.
And because they had laid their hands on me and they'd said it happened, and I'd said, well, okay, you say so. He just rose and tumbled out. And I began to pray for them in the Spirit. And I don't know what their problem is. They said they didn't have a problem. See, but I know they do have a problem. I sensed it. So I prayed in the Spirit. Oh, thank God, we need Him.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost, we need Him. Right. Jesus said it's expedient. It means it's absolutely essential
Yes.
that He come.
Yes.
If He doesn't come, we're not convicted of sin.
Right.
We don't even know that we're outside. We need to get in. Well, thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
See, He gave expression to the longing of my heart to be a benefit to this relative. When I didn't know what to say, didn't know what the problem was. Couldn't even get him to admit there was a problem, but the Holy Ghost, see. There's a longing on the inside. And He interpreted that longing to the Father. And the Father allowed Him to give expression in words that I had not spoken before.